Hello. Welcome to the village. It's lovely to get a chance to catch up after all the excitement of Christmas and the grind of the deliveries and then the celebrations afterwards. First of all, some news that I don't think I gave you. Back on the 23rd of December, Betty came home from Canada with her friend, Bruce. But guess what? Bruce wasn't a mouse. Bruce is a moose. Silly Pip read the postcard wrong. Now, Bruce is huge and very friendly. He makes even Blitzen look like a little car. So while Betty showed Bruce around the village, the elves built him a great big stable and they made him a huge hat for the Christmas celebrations. Talking of the celebrations, do you remember Timmy Gingernut suggested that for Christmas night celebrations we should sing our favourite songs with lots of eggnog and candy canes instead of having those really loud fireworks? Well, we had singing and dancing and storytelling, and the elves told some dreadful jokes. The Gundrop triplets sang around about me getting stuck in a chimney. It was ever so funny. Then the gingerbread man told the story of his dramatic rescue from the fox, and Rudolph told us about his time at the lighthouse with a broken lamp after the rest of us had gone back to my village. We finished the evening with a beautiful display of fireworks. Sparkle's Whiz Pop surpassed himself and made us the prettiest and quietest fireworks we have ever had at a Christmas celebration. They were absolutely beautiful. The first ones whizzed into the air and burst in a shower of golden stars with a quiet whoosh. The second set twirled up, all twisty like corkscrews, then popped to send out rainbow fountains. And the final one shot up into the air like a rocket with orange and red flames behind it. Then it burst into the biggest, brightest sparkles you've ever saw. We all cheered. Tilly Gumdrops was so happy that the animals weren't upset that she rushed over and kissed Sparkle's Whiz Pop. Sparkles went bright red with embarrassment. I think I had better keep it quite short today because it's just a quick sort of catch-up, really. I have got a kind act to mention. A little boy called Edison has been so kind. In Squirrels, that's a bit like Cubs used to be, it's for young people not yet old enough for the Scouts. He got to take Squirrel, the soft toy, home for the week for being kind and helpful. Apparently he notices when his friends are sad and he gives them a cuddle. Thank you, Edison. That's a lovely way to be. I suppose we ought to finish up with a joke. Well, of all the bad jokes that the elves told, I think Molly's was the worst. And here it is. The parrot kept saying, "Polly want a cracker?" So Pip got her a cracker and pulled it with her. But her party hat didn't fit. That's such a feeble joke, isn't it? And to think it's going to be the last one I tell you this year. Sorry about that. Right, I guess I need to say goodbye. Thank you for being kind to each other. Thank you for staying on my nice list. And I hope you got all the Christmas presents that you wanted. If you didn't, please remember, we did our best. And I'm sure you did love what you got. Okay, bye then.